Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something seriously useful for jungle and old school DNB, a DJ intro breakdown that feels like sunrise. Not just a plain intro, not just a filler breakdown, but that sweet spot where the crowd can breathe, the DJ can mix, and the tune still has character, movement, and emotion. Think of this section as the doorway into the track. If you get this right, the drop lands harder because you've already established the mood. The listener knows what world they're in. The DJ knows where to blend. And the dance floor gets that warm, early morning pressure that makes jungle and early DNB so special. We're going to work in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, and we're aiming for a 16-bar or 32-bar intro breakdown. For most DJ situations, 16 bars is plenty. If you want a little more emotional development, go 32. Either way, the phrase needs to feel clean and trustworthy. In DNB, the structure really matters. Live mixes live inside 8, 16, and 32-bar blocks, so we want the arrangement to breathe on those boundaries. Start by setting your tempo in that classic jungle and old-school DNB zone, somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Then mark your arrangement clearly. You want to know where the intro starts, where the breakdown happens, where the build begins, and where the drop will land later. Even if you're only building this section for now, thinking like a selector is key. A DJ intro should invite another record in, not fight it. Now let's build the rhythmic foundation. Drag in a breakbeat sample, something with real transient detail, ideally in the spirit of an Amen style break or any break with kick, snare, and ghost note movement. Put it in Simpler or a drum rack. If you want to slice it up and really edit the hits, use slice mode. If you want the loop to feel more continuous, keep it in classic mode and shape it with filtering and automation. Make sure the loop is tight, but don't sterilize it. Old school jungle has life in the edges. It should feel a little human, a little dusty, maybe even a little unstable in a good way. Duplicate the break across four bars, then start creating variation. Pull out a few hits in bars 2 and 4. Add tiny ghost notes with snare or clap hits at very low velocity. Those little details are what keep the groove nodding even when the section is more atmospheric. If it helps, add a light swing feel through the groove pool. Something around 57 to 60% can work well, but keep it subtle. Apply swing to the hats, ghosts, and little top percussion details, not to the main snare anchor. The backbone should stay solid. That's what makes the intro mixable. You want DJs to feel safe bringing another tune in over it. Next, shape the break so it feels like sunrise instead of full aggression. This is where EQ8, auto filter, and drum bus come in. Start by low passing the break a little, maybe somewhere in the 4 to 8 kHz range, depending on the sample. If the break feels boxy, carve a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add just a touch of drum bus drive if you want extra thickness, but keep it controlled. You're not trying to smash the break, you're trying to give it warmth and texture. A really important idea here is micro-automation. Slowly open the filter over 8 bars. That alone can make the whole section feel alive. You can also add a tiny push of drive or transient energy in the last 2 bars, before the transition. And don't forget the power of a brief reset moment. A small mute, a filter dip, or a reduced drum hit on bar 8 or 16 can make the next phrase feel much more intentional. Now let's bring in the sub, but keep it restrained. Live producers either leave the low end out completely or they bring in too much bass too soon. For this style, you want a minimal sub presence. Use Operator or Waveitable to create a simple sine-based sub. Keep it mono with utility. Filter out any unnecessary highs so it stays invisible as a feature and just feels like depth underneath the track. The sub can work in a few ways. It could hold a root note for 1 or 2 bars. It could answer the break every 2 bars with a short pulse. Or it could sit underneath a chord movement as a pedal tone, giving the intro that low-frequency emotional floor. Keep it clean, keep it simple, and if you need a little extra audibility on smaller speakers, add a touch of saturator, but only a touch. You want it felt more than heard. Now for the emotional layer. This is where the sunrise vibe really comes in. Add a pad, a chord wash, a chopped melodic fragment, or even a reverse texture. You do not need a giant anthem lead here. In fact, it's better if you don't. We want atmosphere with intent, something that hints at the deeper tune without giving everything away. Waveitable is great for this. So is Analog. You can make a soft pad with a slow attack and a long release, then filter it so it starts dark and slowly opens. A release of a few seconds can help the chords breathe. Reverb is your friend here, but high pass the reverb returns so the low end stays clean. You want space, not mud. A strong arrangement idea is this. In the first 4 bars, Let the pad and filtered brake establish the scene. In bars 5 to 8, open the brake a little and introduce the first melodic fragment. In bars 9 to 12, bring the sub pulse in and widen the pad. Then in bars 13 to 16, push the phrase forward with a little more energy, a delay throw, a fill, or a filtered lift before the drop. Now let's talk automation, because this is what separates a decent intro from a proper premium one. Automate the cutoff on the break. Automate the pad filter. Automate reverb dry slash wet so the last chord or snare ghost blooms a little bigger at the end of a phrase. Add an echo throw on a snare hit or melodic stab. You can even automate stereo width on the atmospheric layer, making it feel narrower before the drop and wider when the new phrase begins. The main rule is this: let the drums and sub stay mostly stable while the atmosphere changes. That contrast is what gives the section emotional lift without ruining the DJ mix point. If everything is moving all at once, the listener loses the pulse. If the groove stays grounded and the top layers evolve, the section feels cinematic and still danceable. For transitions, avoid overly glossy EDM risers. Jungle and DNB want something more organic, more record-like. Use reverse cymbals, filtered noise sweeps, bounced snare reverb tails, small impacts, or low tom fills. These sound like they belong in the tune. They feel dusty, not fake. A really nice move is to bounce a snare reverb tail to audio, reverse it, and place it just before the next phrase. That kind of handcrafted detail sits beautifully in this style. You also need to keep the mix under control. The intro can get messy fast because you've got breaks, pads, sub, and FX all living together. Put utility on the sub and keep it mono. High pass your pads and atmospheric effects somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the source. Watch the low mids on the break, especially around 200 to 500 Hz, because that's where the mud tends to build up. And while you're designing, keep an eye on headroom. Try to leave the master peaking around minus 6 dB if you can. That gives you room to breathe and room to mix later. It's also a good habit to check the section in mono. If the pad disappears completely, it may be too wide. If the sub gets thin, you may have overdone the saturation or layered too much harmonically. In DNB, the low end has to be disciplined. That's what makes the section feel professional and playable on a club system. At this point, think like a selector again. Where is the handoff lane? Where can another tune mix in cleanly? Give the DJ a sparse 4-bar or 8-bar stretch, where the energy is stable and the events are predictable. You can still make it musical, but don't overcrowd it. A slight drum dropout, a snare fill, or recognizable chord stab on the last bar can give the next tune a clear entry point. A good intro breakdown often works best when you simplify after you build it. Once your idea is working, bounce or freeze some elements and ask yourself what really matters. Do you still need that extra pad? Does the melody work if the sub is muted? Can a DJ mix into this without fighting the arrangement? Usually the strongest version is the one with just 3 to 5 core elements: break, sub, pad or melodic fragment, and 1 or 2 FX layers. That's enough. A few pro moves can take this further. If you want a darker edge under the sunrise mood, add a very filtered Reese hint underneath, but keep it low and controlled. If you want more impact, mute the kick for 1 bar before the drop. If you want extra life, use call and response between the break and the bass. Let them talk to each other every couple of bars. That conversational feel is a big part of jungle energy. Another great trick is contrast. Don't make the whole intro equally intense. Let the first 8 bars feel more restrained, then make bars 9 to 16 feel more forward. That shift in intensity makes the drop feel bigger when it finally arrives. You can also use little imperfections on purpose. A bit of drift, vinyl noise, or lo-fi grit helps sell the old-school character. Too clean, and the whole thing can flatten out. If you want a simple practice version of this, build a 16-bar intro from scratch. Pick one break, slice it, make a 4-bar loop with one variation that's more filtered and one that's more open. Add a mono sub note. Add one pad or chord wash. Add one transition FX layer, maybe a reversed snare tail or a noise sweep. Then automate the filter opening over 8 bars and finish with a small phrase lift at bar 16. Export it and listen once in mono. If it still feels like a DJ could mix into it and a dancer could nod through it, you're on the right track. So that's the core idea here. A great DNB DJ intro breakdown balances mixability, groove, and emotion. Use the break as your foundation. Keep the sub clean. Add one strong atmospheric idea. Let automation do the emotional work. Phrase it in 8s and 16s. And above all, keep the section alive. In jungle and old school DNB, the best intros don't just sit there. They move, they breathe, and they pull you into the tune like the first light coming over the horizon.